Our Marijuana in Michigan series coverage continues with someone outside of Michigan. Joe Schrank is the program director of High Sobriety based in Los Angeles. He caught my attention when he made an appearance on the Today Show. Schrank's California-based organization treats patients dependent on drugs and alcohol with cannabis.
People find the recovery at various paces in a bunch of different ways. In my view, if somebody were using heroin or opiates or something that literally jeopardizes their life and they're able to maintain their protocol away from that by using cannabis, that's a massive victory in and of itself. If they choose, they can move on to cessation of all drug use at some point. But dead is dead. People overdose, die, and then that's the end of the story. There's nothing to work with if somebody does that.
So you don't look at it as trading one addiction for another?
It is possibly trading one addiction for another. I look at it as huge improvement. It's mostly about truth and honesty. All people are dependent on something, on all kinds of maintenance drugs, whether we have hypertension, diabetes, whatever our issue in life is. If people can be dependent on something that's not going to hurt them, then that's huge progress. The whole idea of, well, that's just trading one drug for another. Okay, yeah, no, I guess it is. States with medicinally dispensed cannabis have 25% fewer overdose deaths than states that don't. So it's something that we can't ignore, or we certainly shouldn't ignore.
You are a social worker, correct?
I am. I am a social worker. I'm also a sober guy. I'm totally abstinent. I don't use cannabis myself. And I am a participant in 12-step life, but I don't believe that that's the solution for all people.
Who do you see that this helps mostly, going from cannabis?
Well, it's interesting. What I thought was kids who have been in treatment multiple times and haven't really gained any traction in the community. We definitely see that population. We also see older people, which I wasn't expecting. There are lots and lots of people who never really had impairment with their use of alcohol or whatever it is that they use. And as they've gotten older, it's either interacting with medications or they can't tolerate it the same way that they did. Cannabis is actually a really good option for older people because they can't hurt themselves. It can replace benzodiazepines. It can replace a bunch of different things for sleep. If they forget and take two doses of whatever is recommended, that's okay. They don't end up in the hospital. 88,000 Americans a year drink themselves to death. It's not anything we talk about, which I don't understand why. There are zero people who consume cannabis to the point of death. Are they safe in terms of the period of time where they're under the influence of it is a different question. There are anecdotal examples of people falling downstairs, those kinds of things. But for the most part, switching to cannabis as a form of intoxication or medicine increases the level of safety exponentially for all people.
So what's your recovery rate like?
One of our missions here is to expand the definition of recovery. The current definition is the urine screen clean? That is a data point that tells some of the story. It doesn't tell the whole story. Part of what we're looking at is trying to look at improved family relations, disentangling from the judicial system, being able to hold employment, find employment, return to school. There's a lot of different ways to look at somebody's individual life and say that they're doing better. If you look at the SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Agency, their definition of recovery, it's active participation in life improvement is basically what it says. We need to start to think of addiction and recovery as a spectrum. It's not just a light switch or a binary choice. So if we're going to have people go out into the community, we need to know that they're safe. We need to know that they can continue on to meet their goals, whatever their individual goals may be. You know, we're fighting a cultural battle for sure. People think we've got this gimmick to have people come here and smoke pot all day. That's not what goes on. When we turn people out into the community and they're safe, that's a massive success. But most people would say that we failed because people aren't necessarily drug-free if they're using medicinal cannabis. Certainly 12-step evangelicals will tell us that we have failed, but I'm not buying that.
That's Joe Schrank from High Sobriety based in Los Angeles. For WKAR News, I'm Brooke Allen.